Hi, it's Phil Henry. It's time for episode 373 of the Classic Podcast from July of 2003. This is one of my favorite Steve Bozells. He and April went on vacation, and guess who wound up driving the rental car? Not Steve, as he figured most men should. It was April. She fought him for the right to drive that rental car and wound up in a big white floppy hat holding a rag to her mouth after a fist fight with Steve. But she's driving, and Steve is sitting shotgun blubbering. Let's find out how this all began and how it all went the way it went with episode 373 of the Classic Podcast.
All right, you went on vacation, though, right?
Yes, sir, we were on vacation. My attorney has told me that we do have a...
Because you have a bad cordless phone there.
I'm sorry about that.
So you go on vacation to San Diego, is that it?
We took our children to San Diego just to go down to see SeaWorld and the San Diego Zoo and this sort of nonsense. And I had decided we'd take the train down there.
Now, when did you get to the rental car place?
As soon as we got off the train, which is the San Diego, and arrived in San Diego at the San Diego station about 3:15, we immediately went over to the rental car place, Cal Rent-A-Car, because they have a special on Mustang convertibles. And I had said to my wife, boy, I tell you what, it'd be great to rent a Mustang convertible. And I wrote down, my wife responded, Stephen Bozell, you do that. And she always calls me by my first and last name. And she said, well, I think you should do that. I think that'd be great.
So your wife wanted to rent the Mustang convertible?
That is correct, sir. And that's pivotal from what my attorney tells me.
Now, your lawyer who talked to my producer earlier, Dolores Blazingame of Riverside?
That is correct.
Okay, she's prepared these documents, is that right?
That is correct, yes.
So go ahead.
So I realized that I realized that, you know, we got the car and everything, and we walked over to, I think it was lot 12, and I had the bags. I loaded them into the trunk. It was an absolutely beautiful car. It was a Mustang convertible, bone white, with oxblood interior. And this is like a dream come true. And my attorney asked me to note down the time. It was, I don't know if it's important to you.
No, it really isn't.
Well, it was 3:15 in the afternoon, that's all. Slightly hazy. They said it would clear by evening. I then closed the trunk. I walked around to the driver's side, and that's when I observed my wife, who is April Bozell, sitting in the driver's seat. And
do you need to take a moment or get some water?
I just want to drink a water, yes, sir. I'm a little bit nervous.
That's okay. You're doing very well.
I walked around to the side of the car. I saw my wife, April Bozell. She was sitting in a driver's seat. And I, of course, like anybody, I was a little bit stunned.
What was stunned? You were stunned because your wife was sitting in the driver's seat of the rental car.
My wife... yes, sir. I mean, I realized that I needed it, that I had rented the car. I used my Visa card, and then there were other men there who were also getting their rental cars. And on vacation, men drive the rental car. I mean, I don't know how to, I don't, if I can be any clearer to you. So that's when I realized I needed to do something. There were other men with their wives getting into Mustangs. Mine was the only one with the wife sitting in the driver's seat.
So you asked her to get out of the driver's seat and go around to the passenger side.
I asked her to get out. She refused. I asked her again. I'm just checking my notes. I asked her two times to get out. She refused. By now, people were staring. I don't know on vacation of any wife or girlfriend that drives a rental car. Maybe they do. Not know people that I know, I'll tell you that. Now, you need to understand one thing.
So the crux of the problem you're having, though, is that your wife was going to drive the rental car that you thought you were going to drive on this vacation?
Yes, sir. That is the crux of the problem. You have to understand something. I don't know how often you go on vacation or how often you rent cars, but, I mean, when you rent a car with your wife, you generally will see the men driving the car. And the reason why you see the men driving the car is because they are better... okay, at operating that vehicle on a vacation basis. All right, so...
Well, so you had your Visa...
I gave my Visa card. My name was on the contract. Yes, my wife was listed as another driver, but that was only an emergency. And that's when my son said, come on, Dad, and sit where Mom usually sits. And that's when
That's when you had the problem.
That's when I snapped. And, boy, I'll tell you, I thought about Kobe Bryant and all the problems he's having.
Now, how did your wife wind up, and Mr. Bozell, you understand that this is serious, your wife wound up losing two teeth, laying out...
Well, please let me explain, sir.
All right, go ahead. What happened?
All I did was I grabbed her by her upper left arm, right under the armpit. I said, you will get out of the car, use my Visa card. And she wouldn't get out. And I asked her to please get out. And she still wouldn't get out. And that's when I pulled her. And she had held onto the wheel. And she fell out of the car.
Well, she landed right on her face, right?
She landed on her chin. And I didn't mean to do it. But my Visa card... And I signed the contract.
All right. We're talking with Stephen Bozell. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. You may not know this gentleman. He is a construction contractor from Corona, California. He was on vacation with his family in San Diego. You got into an argument with your wife over who would drive the rental car. When you went to pull her out of the car, she fell out face first onto the pavement, correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct. But that's not the whole story. The whole story is she refused to get out of the car, and she made me pull her.
All right, but she fell out. She came flying out of the car, and she landed on her chin. She lost two teeth in her lower jaw, correct?
That is correct. That's according to the doctor. I don't know.
Well, sir, you live with her. Is she missing her teeth?
Yes, sir, she is. But again, that's not the whole story. The whole story is that, first of all, if you go on a vacation or any time a couple rents a car, the man drives. I don't know of any time when that isn't true. Secondly, my name was on a contract.
Well, here's the problem that I have. Married couples share community finances. Your name may be on the contract, but the fact of the matter is that her name was on the contract as well as a secondary driver, right?
But still, I told her I'm going to drive, and I said, get out, get out, get out, get out. I said it three times, get out, get out, get out. She wouldn't do it. That's when I grabbed her by...
Now, you grabbed her by the upper arm?
Yes, sir.
Whereabouts?
Right under her armpit.
Did you grab her with both hands, with one hand?
I grabbed her with both hands, and she's holding onto the wheel, and she said to me, and I wrote this down, too. She said, quit acting like a... And I don't know if I can use the word.
Go ahead.
She said, quit acting like a fag. So now she calls me a fag, and then she's holding onto the wheel...
Did that anger you?
Yes, sir, it did.
Is that why you threw her out onto the pavement?
Sir, I did not throw her out. And that's, see, once again, this is what the media does. They mix everything up.
Well, she was hanging on to the wheel, and you pulled and you pulled and you pulled, and then you pulled her, and she let go of the wheel somehow. And
the momentum of that flew her out onto the asphalt, and that's when she hit her chin.
And she called you this F word, too.
Yes, she did. She called me an MF, F-A-G.
Okay, your lawsuit is very unusual, Mr. Bozell. You are suing your wife for emotional distress, humiliation.
That is correct.
And wrongful humiliation, correct?
That is correct, yes, sir.
What you say humiliation, what do you mean? How did your wife humiliate you?
First of all, other men saw my wife telling me what to do on a vacation basis. And as I said, there's an existing precedent where men drive the rental car on vacation. So I think you can, and my attorney has assured me, legally, we've got a precedent where men drive the rental car. And these other guys saw my wife giving me lip back, which makes me look bad in front of other men. Number two, wrongful humiliation is that she makes it look like I beat her and I did not. All I did was try to get her out, and then she flung herself out onto her chin.
Are you saying your wife purposefully threw herself to the pavement?
I think that that may be a case, yes, sir.
Does your attorney think that?
I don't know, but, I mean...
Well, you grabbed her by the upper arm and pulled her out of that car, and you say that because she was hanging onto the wheel, so she lands on her jaw, so you say that because she's accusing you of domestic abuse, that's wrongful humiliation.
That is correct.
And then what is purposeful danger?
That her driving could have endangered all of us on account of women are not usually driving rental cars. So that's it. And Dolores Blasingame has assured me.
Well, the case is very unusual that you're suing your own wife for. Would this lawsuit have come to pass had she not hurt herself?
No, I never would have sued her. She's the one. But I told her to get out of the car, and she wouldn't get out. And then I told her to get out of the car, and she wouldn't get out. And then I told her to get out of the car, and she wouldn't get out. So that's three two whole times. And then I grabbed her arm, and then I pulled her out. But she
go ahead.
She pissed me off when she's sitting there, and then my son said, "Yeah, Dad, go sit where the ladies sit."
But that was your son saying that, not your wife.
But she snickered at it.
So your wife laughing caused you to pull her out of that car?
No, but my wife wouldn't get out. I'm supposed to drive. That's all I would say to you, sir. And legally, my attorney tells me that I'm on solid ground on account of we used my Visa card for it.
1-800-449-8686 is the number here. This man and his wife rented a car on vacation. She thought she was going to drive the rental. It was a Mustang, and he said, no, he's going to drive it. And he pulled her out of the car, and she fell on her face. He says she caused it, and his son caused it also by saying, go sit where the ladies sit. You see a lot of people rent cars on the on their vacations, especially these Mustang convertibles. See a lot of them. And you always see the guy driving. And in this case, this woman was going to drive, and it at least in this case, it really scared the man. I mean, I don't know how many men are frightened of their wives driving a rental car and how many women expect to drive a rental car, but do you expect to be pulled out of the car and physically injured if you assume? I understand where a guy may, you know, not want his wife to drive the car, but that's the point I'm trying to make, Mr. Bozell. She was physically injured.
Well, she should never have made the assumption that she gets to drive the rental car because my son said that I'd look like a lady sitting where the lady sits.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. The woman was pulled out of the car and lost two teeth when she hit the asphalt. 1-800-449-8686. You tuned in here to The Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Extremism. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. When you and your husband or you and your wife go on vacation, who drives the rental car? And you, Mr. Bozell, are contending through your attorney that most of the time the husband drives it.
Not most of the time, sir, every time.
Well, I can tell you, my wife and I went to Hawaii last year and she drove.
Well, Mr. Hendry, I don't think you can use yourself as a representation because you're in the media. Okay, most, probably every time man drives, and what my wife teaches my children is disrespect. My daughter thinks it's okay for a woman to go ahead and sit down in the seat of a rental car and make a man look like a fool, and my son thinks I'm feminine, and this is only going to cause problems later on in their lives as well as the lives of millions of people.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Susie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Yeah. This guy is a joke. I mean, my husband and I rent cars. We travel for business. We travel for pleasure. We rent cars. About half the time I drive. The other half the time he drives. It's never an issue. It's just whoever, you know, well, is there or is the least tired.
What kind of car do you rent, ma'am, if you don't mind me asking?
What kind of car do we rent? We rent all kinds of cars. We rent SUVs. We rent pickups.
Okay.
You know, we rent all kinds of cars.
Okay. This is the whole crux of the problem. They had a special on convertible Mustangs at the Cal Rent-A-Car, okay?
So what you're saying is a woman can't drive a Mustang?
I mean, that's what it sounds like.
Is that what you're saying?
That's what it sounds like to me, Mr. Bozell.
It would look funny for a woman to drive a convertible Mustang.
Because that's what you're saying. If this my wife and I rented a truck in Hana, okay?
Okay, well, yeah, that is what I'm saying to a point. I mean, it makes me look like, and my wife called me an FAG, okay?
Well, you were trying to pull her out of the car, and maybe she was angry.
But she was basically saying what I did look like if I'm sitting shotgun in a convertible Mustang in San Diego, California, on my way to the SeaWorld, and the lady may want to laugh, and that's okay, but she still hasn't said if she ever rents a Mustang herself.
If I did, and if I wanted to drive, if I sat in the seat first, my husband would be fine
if,
made you look bad, you were so worried about what these other men were thinking of you.
That's all it is.
You know what? What they thought of you was that you were a bully by treating your wife that way, and anything they might have fleetingly thought of you sitting in the passenger seat would have been nothing compared to what they thought of you for treating your wife in such a way.
Okay, are you all done?
Yeah.
You all finished? Because if you got anything more to say, go ahead. Because now I'm gonna strike you out right now.
Well, you're gonna strike me out.
Yeah. See, here we go. You ready?
I'm
gonna come with a high hard one.
To the core of you, doesn't it?
I'm gonna come with a high hard one. Here it is. They were looking at me and laughing way before I ever touched April. And if my wife had gotten out of the car the first time I asked her, none of this would have been an issue. But her disrespect of me in front of my son, who called me, who said I looked like an FAG, and she said I looked like an MFFAG.
Okay, enough with the swearing.
Yeah, and
I'm not swearing, sir.
The MF and all of this stuff.
Yeah, that isn't what you said the first time that
you're
struck
out.
That's not what you said. He said the first time you said what he said was, "Yeah, Dad, where Mom usually sits."
That's
then
right.
He said he told you to sit in the lady's seat. Now you're saying that he said you look like a FAG, and you know you're just adding to it and embellishing as you go along.
Ma'am, I struck you out. Go back to the dugout and take some batting practice.
Well, okay, all right,
what,
all right,
man.
Yeah.
You're a piece of work. I'll tell you that.
Okay, you're out of here.
Susie, thank you, because I think your comments are very, very, very cogent and applicable. There's something wrong with what you're telling me. 1-800-449-8686, Stephen Bozella, construction contractor.
Mr. Henry, you can say...
Hold on, I got to give the phone number here, sir.
But you have sided with that lady after I beat her in the argument. Now you're turning around and making a point for her after she hung up, and that's not fair.
1-800-449-8686. Your wife and you rented a convertible Mustang. She sat down in the driver's seat. You pulled her out of the car. She injured herself. You're suing her for humiliating you. Meanwhile, you battered her. 1-800...
No, sir, I did not.
Yes, sir, you did. 1-800-449-8686. Betty, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah. I just wanted to say that I think that's bull. I mean, you don't pull your wife out of the car and batter her. You both
That's
have the
same
second
wife. Time somebody said I battered my wife. Now, you're on legal shaky ground right now.
You pulled her out of the car and she injured herself. Had you not put your hands on her, she would not be hurt. Your credit card had your name on it, but who pays that bill also? You both do. Your bills, if you are married, everything is 50-50.
That's
there should have been a problem.
That's correct.
My husband and I go on vacation, and when we rent vehicles, we both drive them. I drive first. He drives first. It doesn't matter. But he's never hurt me or pulled me out of a vehicle and caused me to hurt myself because I wanted to drive.
But see, he does drive on vacation. See, you prove my point, right?
We both drive on vacation. What was the problem if she wanted to drive, why she couldn't drive?
Right. And another question here, Mr. Bozell. You said in the lawsuit that Mrs. Blasingame put together that you were laughed at, you were wearing a hat?
No, sir. What happened was my wife told me to get her big floppy, she's got a big floppy beach hat, out of the trunk. So when I shut the trunk and she's sitting in the driver's seat and I'm standing there with a lady's hat, that's when the men started to laugh at me, all on account of what my wife told me to go to the trunk to get.
Well, she didn't think you were going to be laughed at. She asked you to get a big hat. If you're in a convertible, don't you need the hat to block the sun?
If you're not driving...
I think you need serious, you have serious issues, and I don't think this comes down to your wife driving. What people think, what other men think, shouldn't matter. What should matter is what's between you and your wife.
Okay, so you don't mind it if people stand there and laugh at you?
Not over what you're carrying on about. I mean, look what you did to your wife.
Well, but if she hadn't hung onto the wheel, I wouldn't have to have thrown her out of the car.
Well, if you hadn't grabbed hold of her when she was wanting to drive, she never would have been hurt.
Well, what are you talking about? I told her that it was my Visa card, and she's making me stay
there. Okay, there you go with your Visa card. Who pays the bill, sir?
Well, technically, I'm the guy who works. She's a housewife, so all she does
is dry her hair.
Hold on, Betty. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Stephen Bozell. He wanted to drive the rental car. His wife did instead, and he wound up knocking two teeth out of her head. 1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. When you go on vacation, who drives the rental car, you or your wife? It caused a dispute that led to a woman losing two of her teeth, a husband who might have battered her, and the husband wanting to sue the wife. This sounds like something out of a Jerry Springer show. I got to tell you that.
Well, Mr. Henry, I can tell you, if Jerry Springer asked me to come on his show, I would not do that. I've contacted all the media. Your show is not the only one. I'm going to go on the Robert Rydell show. I'm going to go on the Rick and Sud show. I've also booked time on the Neil Rogers radio show out of Miami. So they have allowed me to come on and talk about this.
Well, so some guy drove by and said, "What's the matter? Can't you reach the pedals on the big boy car?" Is that it?
Yes, sir. Because he saw me sitting shotgun.
While your wife was going to drive? Who wound up driving, by the way?
My wife did.
Oh, so, wow.
That's what I'm talking about. Even after she lost two, she's driving down the road with one hand holding a rag to her mouth because it's bleeding. She's bleeding like a stuck pig with a big hat on. And I'm sitting shotgun, and I feel completely emasculated.
I gotta hand it to your wife. Even after getting two teeth knocked out of her head, she hung in there.
But see, that's the typical response, though, Mr. Henry. My wife, everybody loves her, but me, I wind up with a mouthful of sand.
Here, let's go back to Betty. I'm sorry, Betty. Go ahead.
I think they're looking at it from a different point. Uh-huh. There's no reason whatsoever that entire situation should happen. Had you been a man like you're trying to claim that you are, you would have gotten the passenger seat and let your wife driven for a while. Does your wife have a driver's license?
Yes, of course she does.
Then why couldn't she drive the rental car?
Because it's
who
a Mustang
convertible. Who has stipulated that only men can drive rental cars?
Okay, go to Hawaii and go down to the Hana Road, and when you see the Mustangs going by, there's not one girl driving it.
Wait a minute. This isn't about a rental car. This is about a Mustang.
That's what it is.
You need to clarify that.
That's what it is.
This has nothing to do with renting a car.
Yeah,
it's a
Mustang.
You said most men drive rental cars.
All right. Betty, thank you very much. We appreciate you hanging on. Let's go to Nicole. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just have a couple comments that I want to make to you. Now, I could sit here. Let me just clarify one thing right off the bat. I have rented a car. It has been a convertible Mustang, and I have done the driving because my boyfriend had to go to work, and I dropped him off. Okay.
Let me just get that out of the way right now.
So, sitting and yelling at me about that I've never driven a convertible Mustang is a moot point. Okay. That's number one. Number two, I'm listening to your story. Okay, and I'm hearing that you're upset. Okay, and that's fine and whatever.
Well, but you don't understand. I was subjected to abuse above and beyond whether she... See, everybody laughs at it.
That's the part
that makes me mad.
Okay, can I finish? And then you can totally have your turn. My biggest concern here is where you're placing the blame, okay? There are plenty of husbands and wives, partners, whatever, couples that have arguments. The fact...
Okay. Can I finish? Dr. Laura, can I interrupt you for a minute?
Because there's no need to be sarcastic, sir.
I'm sorry?
There's no need to be sarcastic. The Dr. Laura, can I interrupt you comment?
Well, I mean, she's going to go on and psychoanalyze my relationship with my wife.
No, I wasn't, but you interrupted, so how would you know what I was going to say?
Because I can tell the type that listens to all of the talk show nonsense.
Isn't that funny? Because I just heard you rattle off a list of all the talk shows
that you're going to go on. Exactly.
So
look, can I ask
make sure you classify yourself in there.
Okay,
all
you want me to listen to you. Did you hear what I said? My wife was going down the road holding a rag to her mouth with...
Because you knocked her teeth down her throat.
Okay, but how come she gets to drive still?
Because you were probably blubbering in the seat.
Okay, you can both go straight to hell.
Oh, get a load of that. He hung up.
I rule.
That was the funniest freaking line I ever heard in my life because you were blubbering sitting there. Can you imagine a woman driving down the road in her Mustang with her big floppy hat holding a rag to her mouth after her husband knocked her teeth out and he still doesn't get to drive?
Can you imagine a woman even marrying him?
Okay, here, hold on for a minute. Sir, you hang up on me one more time, you're not going to be on the air.
I'd like my equal right under the Constitution. I'd like to speak.
If you hang up on me one more time, you won't be able to speak. You hung up on me after telling me to go to hell and my caller.
She laughed at me, and then you laughed. And she's laughing again.
I'm listening to you.
My wife even after she got her teeth knocked out, is still driving the car. That's further humiliation, because when we turned left onto 8 and we were heading out to the SeaWorld, which is out 8 toward La Mesa,
mm-hmm.
one of the guys in the Mustang in the car lot drove by and just looked at me and laughed his ass off, because mm-hmm. there's my wife still driving.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me ask you a question. What kind of role model are you for your children?
My son knows.
Yeah, that when you rent a Mustang, you the man yeah. drives.
Okay, well, what's wrong with that?
Jesus. All right, what? Nicole, thank you. I got to move on. 1-800-449-8686. It's a good question, sir.
I feel that I'm a good model. I'm not letting nobody roll over me. I'm suing.
Yeah, you're suing your wife. You're suing his mother. You're suing your wife. Here is Connie. Go ahead, Connie.
Okay, well, the only thing I have to say is, you know, I really hope that wife is smart enough to get help and sues him for divorcing us out of this mess, because he's about the most unhealthy. I guess he's a man.
There's
I'm not sure.
She called me an FAG.
Well, that's kind of what I'm wondering. Maybe you are, because you're very insecure in your role model.
First of all, ma'am, when you're on a cell phone, you might want to get in out of the blizzard, like inside a house, because there's nothing but wind blowing on your phone. I can't hear a word you're saying.
Will you allow me to do that? I'll tell the caller whether we can hear her or not. Go ahead, Connie.
Well, I can't get in out of the blizzard because there isn't one, but you know what? I think anyone that says anything that isn't what he wants to hear, he doesn't want to listen to.
This is a good
and
point.
And like I said, I hope
right, I'm willing to listen, Connie, but am I imagining this when a man drives by and sees me sitting shotgun in a Mustang, he points at my you-know-what and makes the one-inch sign with his finger and his thumb?
Well, you know what?
See?
You have asked for everything
See?
You have got. You have, you know, you're just making a fool of yourself to even be on the air.
Well, fine, I'm full of it. It's great. That's how your phone sounds.
Well, you know what? You sound worse.
Don't sound like a child, Mr. Bozell.
Every time she talks like this.
Well, you know, it's a little windy out here.
I'm going to ask you a question here. You're actually telling me that a guy you don't even know
mm-hmm.
I'm asking Mr. Bozell this, Connie, pointed at your manhood and made the one-inch sign.
Yes, he did.
Well, you know, you're a sick man, and I'm not sure you're a man.
Oh, I see. Okay, so...
But you're a little sick.
I've been abused, my wife abused me, my son called me a faggot, and the guy made a one-inch sign, and I'm sick.
Yeah,
you know what?
You're pretty sick.
I'm questioning whether any of this stuff actually happened the way you said
it. You know, I am too.
Yeah,
because I don't think anyone could be this sick and this crazy to admit it on the air
So you're calling me a liar?
I'm not calling you a liar. I'm just saying that I think that, you know, something's wrong
with you. Well, I'll tell
you
what. I'm calling you a liar.
All right, you can go straight to the underworld.
Yeah.
This guy, I think,
he is a liar, don't you?
I can go straight to the underworld this time. I like that.
Yeah.
That's very colorful.
He's in that case.
All right, Connie. Thank you very much
Thank
for your
you.
Call.
Thank
right, bye-bye. I'm sure the guy's driving a Mustang, his wife's driving the Mustang, wearing a big white floppy hat, driving down the road, holding a rag to her mouth while it's bleeding, and she's going to drive that thing whether he likes it or not, and he's sitting shotgun blubbering. It's too bad we made it all up.